Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. In a recent court hearing, Brian William Stomach and Angelette Stone were granted expungement for felony drug convictions dating back to 1995. The petitioners, who appeared pro se, had their cases reviewed after the Attorney General's office indicated their potential eligibility for conviction set aside under statute. The court confirmed that both individuals met the statutory requirements for expungement. This included having no more than three felonies, they each had one, no conviction set aside for assault of behavior, no pending criminal charges, and no criminal offenses during the applicable time period. The original convictions were serious drug-related felonies for which Ms. Stone served approximately 8 years in prison and Mr. Stomach served over a year, including a boot camp program. Both petitioners testified to having learned from their past, expressing regret for their behavior and demonstrating a commitment to a law-abiding life since their release. Mr. Stomach noted he had not even received a traffic ticket since 1995. The prosecuting attorney, Timothy J. Rutkowski, left the decision to the court's discretion, acknowledging the seriousness of the original offenses. Based on the testimony and fulfillment of statutory obligations, the court found that setting aside their convictions was warranted and consistent with public welfare, granting the expungement. And the Gore Township Board of Trustees is looking to the future. During the last township meeting, the board approved looking for great opportunities to help with financing a new township building. The township's current hall is showing its age and is outdated for the needs of today's government operations. The township was established in 1862 and it consists of about 6.8 acres of land. During the last meeting, the board approved having a company apply brine twice during the summer to help keep dust down and contracted with a company to do the cemetery and lawn maintenance. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with our local news.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, there are times when regulations are not one size fits all. Lapeer County's Health Director Jim Henry explained his position on some health issues to the county commissioners. Henry noted some of the state's requirements are not feasible for some counties like Lapeer. His decision on how to operate will be noted during the state's next accreditation evaluation that is conducted every 3 years. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy regulations regarding septic systems have become much stricter. Eagle's regulations are not feasible in rural areas and would impact small business and some residents to incur the cost to install drain fields and septic systems, according to Director Henry. Because the state's regulations are more restrictive, Henry explained he is not following them to the letter. And that's been your local news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.